From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin won a landslide re-election victory this past weekend. Ryan Brooks has that story.
Russians woke up to another 6 years of Vladimir Putin on Monday. He secured more than 75% of the vote, a vote that was never a question. That victory sets up Putin's time in the Kremlin to be second only to Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. But how many Russians actually cast a ballot will be closely watched. Critics allege officials compelled people to come to the polls to pump up voter turnout, afraid many would be bored of a one-sided race and stay home.
That's Ryan Brooks reporting. The European Union's top diplomat is criticizing Turkey over its military offensive in a northern Syrian town and is calling on Ankara to ensure that fighting ceases in the conflict-torn country. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said she was worried about what was taking place.
Military escalations, military activities not targeted directly against Daesh or Nusra, the listed UN terrorist organizations, should be absolutely avoided.
Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag said Turkey does not aim to invade the Syrian town of Afrin and will hand it over to its, quote, real owners. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson described Russian claims that it is not responsible for the poisoning of a former Russian spy as absurd and says the UK has the full backing of its European partners. Johnson told reporters in Brussels Monday that Russian denials contained contradictory claims about whether Russia produced the nerve agent Novichok used in the March 4th attack that left Sergei Skripal and his daughter in critical condition. This is VOA News. Penny Dixon reports that Ugandan authorities say they have found fake hepatitis B vaccines at some health facilities, including in the capital of Kampala.
A statement from the Ministry of Health says the fake vaccines were discovered during routine checks at facilities in four districts. It says some suspects have been arrested in the scam involving doses allegedly originating from India. Fake drugs are a common problem across Africa. According to the most recent government figures, the hepatitis B prevalence rate in Uganda stands at 10%, higher than the HIV rate. I'm Penny Dixon, VOA News.
South Korean prosecutors say they have requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. He was a conservative president from 2008 to 2013 and is the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. South Korean media say Seoul Central District Court will likely decide whether to issue an arrest warrant by Wednesday night at the earliest. Governments need to rely more on green water management to ensure a healthy planet and meet the needs of a fast-growing global population. Lisa Bryant reports as the UNESCO organization unveils its World Water Report.
A new UNESCO report finds that very little investment has gone into greener water management options, despite their many benefits. But until now, most countries have relied on traditional man-made water management systems, such as reservoirs, irrigation canals, and water treatment plants. The goal, UNESCO says, is not to scrap traditional water management options like dikes, but instead to strike the right balance between man-made systems and those relying more on Mother Nature. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A top White House lawyer says President Donald Trump is not considering firing special counsel Robert Mueller after the president accused him of political bias in a series of tweets Sunday. Luis Ramirez has more.
Trump failed to note that at least at one point, Mueller was a registered Republican and is generally viewed in Washington as an apolitical prosecutor. The investigation is supported by Democrats and key Republicans who voiced their support on Sunday news shows for Mueller's handling of the probe. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
European Union negotiator Michel Barnier says the EU and Britain have agreed a large part of a treaty that will govern the UK's departure from the bloc next year. Barnier told reporters that the negotiators working day and night recently had agreed on a large part of what would constitute the orderly withdrawal of the United Kingdom. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.